This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The facilities for the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, cost an estimated $50 billion to build. Some experts at the Carnegie Moscow Center, a public policy research group, are among those claiming that process was riddled with corruption. With the Sochi opening ceremony due to start in about 4 hours, Steve Rosenberg, one of the BBC's senior correspondents in Russia, joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you.
Preparations for the Olympics, of course, means a lot of construction. Steve, your reporting suggests that a lot of money changed hands in what I guess you would call dodgy, we would call sketchy ways.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of allegations, and there's been a lot of construction, because not only have they been building all these sparkly new sporting venues, but also lots of new infrastructure for a town, Sochi, which really hasn't had money invested into it for decades. And as a result, there have been allegations that a lot of money has been siphoned off, kickbacks. Now, what the Russian Olympic Committee says is that this is simply a case of facilities costing more in the end than they were expected to, and that there's nothing wrong with that.
Now, I suppose the local community, the Sochi area, will end up with some useful infrastructure, given all this money that's been spent when the games are all said and done.
Yes, and that is something that the Russian authorities argue. So now Sochi does have these sparkling new roads. I think 20 new roads have been built. It has a new railway network that goes up into the mountains, which will serve this city well if it is to become Russia's premier resort, and that is what the Russian authorities want it to be. When you speak to people in Sochi, speak to the residents about what life's been like for them for the last few years, they are full of complaints. They say there have been power cuts, traffic jams. But I think the authorities are hoping that once the Olympics are over, the people of Sochi will kind of think, well, yeah, it has been worth it because we have all these wonderful new facilities.
And when you talk to everyday Russians, are they outraged by the swirling allegations of corruption?
Strangely, no. I mean, I went to a town a few days ago just outside of Moscow and was asking people this very question. And most people said to me, look, we know that these games have cost a lot of money. Of course there's corruption in Russia. It's not a surprise to us. It's not news. And I don't think it's going to stop people sitting down and watching these Winter Olympics. There is a sense of pride here. Russia is hosting another Olympics, 34 years after it last hosted an Olympics. And people are not too bothered by reports of corruption.
Steve Rosenberg covers Russia for the BBC. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.